All right, we'll get started today. I thought yesterday was a really clear example of what our team's about and how they all recognize they're an extension of each other. We're also a team that, after a difficult loss, we don't lose our belief, and after a good win, we don't overhype it either. So it goes right back to the process. But I told you yesterday, I was glad to see that resiliency on display after a difficult week prior. All three phases of the game scored or set up points yesterday. That's attacking in all three phases. That's what we're looking for. So special teams forced a turnover on the first play of the game, two scores defensively, and then three different players scored yesterday, and I think about eight different guys caught passes. So our intent, our mindset was clear right from the beginning of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we took the trip out. So that hard work, that preparation, the players recognize that, and knowing that they're an extension of one another. So that's what we talked about in our meeting today. On a separate note, it was really cool for the players and for us to hear the ATL chants all the way out in L.A., and we all looked back and smiled at that. So that was totally appreciated, knowing the Brotherhood was traveling with us. So our reset is fully underway, and we're shifting our focus to San Francisco here this afternoon and this evening. And with that, I'll open it up to questions regarding the game.
Coach, the contributions that you just talked about from everybody and having a win like that without your star player, Julio Jones,
right?
Does that make it a situation where you say, hey, you know what, maybe we'll be a little bit more cautious with Julio just because we know these guys will have his back?
Yeah, I recognize where you're saying, but I think we just got to take it on a week-to-week basis in terms of if you're ready. And if you're ready, then you can go. If you're not, then I think I understand where you're going, and it's best to hold. But at this time of year, man, you throw everything else out, and you go for it as hard as you can each week, and that's what we'll do with him as well. If he really had really good intent of playing, and then when he got out there Sunday and it just wasn't ready to do what he can do, that was kind of the decision to make it to hold him. So you know what it is? It's a really good demonstration of, like, the guys and the belief we have in one another on the team, whether it's at receiver or at DB. Those guys, when you continue to step up and make plays, it shows a lot of belief in the guys. I thought that was really clear with Matt, too, knowing, okay, that, without Mo, without who in there, we're totally counting on the guys, and it didn't change in terms of the mindset and the effort. So it's a good lesson, and one you can feel how tight this team is, knowing, like, all right, this is my turn, step up and add to it. And those opportunities, when they come, you got to nail them, and they did.
I saw Julio interacting a lot, of course, as he does on the sideline and stuff like that. Could you talk about that element that he stays involved?
He was really down when he wasn't able to play. And you could just tell it, even in his body language, he just had real intent on being ready to go. So when he wasn't, he knew his role was now shifting. And he really stayed in the game. You could hear him, what's this call? What's that one? Where he doesn't hear the huddle call. So for him, I'm not surprised that he was that into it. But I think it shows how in he is with the guys and the connection they have. The receiver group's one that's very tight. And it's part of the reason I like going out for the long trips. They get to go to dinner together Friday. They spend time away from here together, which it's an important part of it, to see how close and connected a group can get, because that does carry over onto the field.
You mentioned all three phases checking in. You had to also be happy to see defense contributing scoring-wise as well.
Yeah, for them, we joked, we let up 14, but they made up for it by scoring 14. But honestly, we knew it was going to be a fight, and the defense, we've challenged them in certain areas, see if we can improve, and they have. So that part, we're excited to see, where we can go. There's much improvement to be made again this week, and that's really where our intent will be.
After a tough outing against the Chiefs, your defensive rookies really showed that they could rebound well. How proud are you that they showed that ability to reset, like you often talk about, and really go out there and make a statement?
The part for all of us, when you go through those difficult ones and you just can be so frustrated at times in a performance or in a game where you can't wait to get out again. And it would have been the perfect week to play a Thursday night football game. But we had to wait till Sunday and fly out. But you could feel the intent from practice, and from practice Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And that part of it totally carried over into the game. And Ricardo was one for sure that, had a real mindset about him starting the game. And so I was pleased to see him have the one who had the interception before the game for him saying, Q, we're ready here, you know, in the start of it. And I said, all right, let's get it rocking. So for him, you know, I was kind of excited from a personal connection where he was able to be the one to set it off.
You said you don't get overhyped after wins. But
yep.
How do you do that after a win like this where you went out there and you kicked their butt?
Well, I think you talk about the things that you did well and why it happened and knowing, you know, what caused it and what was able to, you know, play so well. And that's where you go. And then after that, we know we're right here in December football. And as you get back to it, let's throw the records out. Let's go play ball. Who we're playing, where we're playing, that's kind of irrelevant, you know, so to speak, because you want to just go and battle for it. And the intent of the players, that's what we're set out to do.
You always put an emphasis on keeping the focus, not looking ahead, et cetera.
Yep.
You know, of course, everybody's keeping an eye on the on
that, that's your job.
How do you, I mean, do you even mention anything about, you know, the importance of games?
No. And the reason I don't, you know, being in the present moment and being right here, that's where it's at. And we have no control over things that are 2 and 3 weeks away from right now. It's how good can we play this week. And that part, you know, the players, they recognize that and they understand that. So we know if you look too far ahead, you're going to, you know, miss, you know, going through this. And this is where it's at, man. And we're having a great time playing football together. So the process is fully underway again here this week. And I know you guys know what that's about, you know, being around us.
I think three guys that left the game, and two others didn't play. Clay, Sanu, any updates on any of those guys?
No change on Claiborne. He's, you know, still kind of in the rehab phase of him. He won't play in this week's game. He'll be running. He'll be getting back, and then we'll kind of take a look for the following week. As far as the two receivers, talking about Julio and Mo, I think both will be limited, you know, or could be limited to a certain extent Wednesday, and then we'll take them into Thursday and Friday as we get into the weekend. Nick Williams had a concussion, and so he'll be in the, you know, the protocol as it goes, which is, you know, a process to go through as the week goes. So if he makes the necessary progress, then I think he would be available, but that's hard to predict. And he's doing good today, but let's, you know, take it all the way through and let the docs and the medical people, you know, evaluate that.
I think it was Ishmael and Collins.
Yeah, and Ish and Collins both got banged up. Ish's shoulder is the same one that's been bothering him. And so, you know, that's a cause for concern, knowing that, you know, it's the same injury that he's been re-aggravating. He is literally one of our toughest competitors. And, you know, from early in the season safety, then going to linebacker and covering kicks, you should see the competition that he and Eric Weems have, you know, on covering kicks. And for Weems to make a tackle and knowing that Ish didn't, you know, it totally lights him up. So we'll see where it goes with him. And then Jalen is seeing the docs today. He strained his knee in the game, and then we'll just take him through the week. I don't have any update on Jalen at this point.
So with Jalen's situation, so that would put I can't say his last name.
Deji?
Yeah.
Deji would be one. CJ would be another. So those are the guys.
There.
Yeah, he did, and we played him some in the game in a couple of different roles. So it was good to see him get some work, and we played him on teams as well. So we'll see where it goes with Jalen. We're hopeful for this week with him, but until we get all the way back with the docs, I'll know more for you guys with Jalen on Wednesday.
And how is CJ playing? How did you feel? How does he look right now?
Yeah, CJ looks great. And, you know, like I said, he's been back. Remember early in the season, Jalen was down and CJ was up. So we've got lots of confidence in him. He's got a really big role on teams. That part, you know, when you see him outside at Gunner, it's the speed that sets him off outside. So if we, you know, between Deji and him, if we need some extra work outside, they would be totally up for the challenge. It's nice when you have guys who've been in the system and know it, Vaughn, as we go. So we'll just take it through with Jalen first.
With the way that Tevin and Devontae have been scoring this year and the way they've been taking care of the football, how big have they been for the red zone improvements?
They're a factor. And the part of them taking care of the ball, I'm glad you noticed that. They work really hard at it in terms of their intent of taking care of it and owning it. That's their responsibility to all, you know, the members of the team. And they recognize that and knowing that they're going to fight. And people are coming after it like crazy. They've got some – and talking about L.A., they had some guys who were really going after it in terms – especially the linebackers. I was very impressed by the speed of their linebackers with Ogletree and Barron and the way they went and the rushers. So they were definitely going after it. And there was two, I thought, really clear examples of Tevin. There were tacklers there, and he was, you know, going to battle for it, which he did.
Coach, were you surprised to see that you were leading the game with just 10 seconds off the game clock?
it's unusual, that's for sure. And when those wins happen and somebody gets a chance to set it off, especially when they were about to start, you know, on offense and then we were going to start off right off the bat taking a shot, that was a big play, no doubt about it.
What time did you get in?
We got in late. So, but that's okay. We recognize that that's part of it, and that's why today, you know, met with the team, and we brought them in a little bit later as well. So on to the next. So it was a good win for us, and we'll put that in its place, and then now the focus comes right back to it this week, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Vic said, you know, he feels like he's starting to become more dominant. But he said he still doesn't feel like he tackles well in the run game. You know, to have that kind of humility.
That's a lot of conversation to get out of Vic. He's such a soft-spoken guy.
Talk about that element and the fact that he even recognizes that kind of deficiency in his game.
He is a very aware guy, Vaughn, in terms of the things that he wants to improve upon. The run game was something that he definitely, you know, not only did, you know, we wanted to challenge him, but he did too. And it has improved. You know, he plays a lot of left end, and there's a lot of runs that come over to that side, especially, you know, in the nickel game where the tight end might be over to that side quite a bit. So that part of his game is definitely getting better. He's light, but he's strong. So he can play, you know, like the 250-pounder, but he's, you know, 245-pound, so where he's not as heavy as some of the defensive ends, but he's able to use his leverage. He's able to use that strength that he has, you know, to play well. And then the other part, I think, of his game that, you know, his awareness for the ball, you know, going after it. You know, the byproduct of getting some of the sacks is, can you get the ball off him? And he's demonstrating that at a high level.
We see the sacks from Vic Beasley. We see the forced fumbles. And I'm kind of struggling with how to ask this, but is he getting better at what he does really well already, or is his game expanding in your eyes?
I think he's getting better at what he does. And that part, and the first, you know, order of business for Vic is as a pass rusher. And so that part of his game is improving. It's not just, you know, one-on-one. You know, some of them are on a stunt or on a pressure, and so it's the intent and the quickness, you know, that he's getting off the ball with. That's what starts it. And then from there, having a real awareness of what the player may do and how I'm going to counter from it. So I think it's a real product of his skill set and then improving upon it.
How important is it to keep the team on that level of focus with San Francisco coming in? We all know their struggles this year. How important is it for you as a staff to keep the guys focused?
It's extremely important for the entire team to know how we want to play, the intent we want to play with. They're a very close group, and so holding each other accountable to that focus, to that standard that we'd like to practice with so we can play really well. So it's an important part of the process that we throw the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that we like. That way when we get to Saturday and Sunday, it's like, all right, man, I put the work in. Now I get to go time to do it. So that's what we look for as teammates, and that's what we look for as coaches, to make sure that process is fully underway.